Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Yats Wustling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wustling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Averill reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to second. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Alexander moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling bunts towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to third for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shea moves to third. Wustling moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Tigers. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea takes first base on ball four. Yats Wustling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wustling is 0-for-1 in the game. Wustling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Alexander moves to third. Shea moves to second. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Myatt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Tigers. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Porter applying the tag. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Porter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Wes Farrell. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. McManus steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woestling hits a line drive towards short. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. Fonseca moves to third. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fonseca scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McManus is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alexander for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Woestling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Carroll. Fonseca moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fonseca moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Woestling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-3 in the game. Woestling hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Zinn pinch hits for George Grant. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a pop-up towards short. Woestling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woestling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.